The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Sari Flesh. Good morning, Sari.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very, very good. And this is going to be a pleasure. This is Sari's first time, which is wonderful. But you've been a guest on the show.
Yes, I have. When I was doing workshops for Project Independence for seniors who are looking for jobs, I would help them and give them information that would benefit their job search.
Terrific. And you still do?
Yes,
so I
do.
I know one,
yes.
Either one just happened or one is coming up.
I just finished about five different libraries and Project Independence, and I still have three more to do this September and October.
Okay.
And if any libraries out there listening, please contact me because I'm very happy to help the mature worker obtain a job.
Absolutely. And Sari has done a wonderful job doing that. And I say when we interviewed you, really, the information you give out is great. Just a little bit about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And we run the gamut. By calling 311, you'll get services, you'll get social work services, transportation to medical visits, transportation for shopping, light home repairs. I mean, this time of year when people are having their air conditioners put in, you call 311, they'll send somebody over. And because a senior, it's hard just to pick it up and put it in the window. It's a wonderful thing. I mean, they're not going to do a renovation of your house, but changing a light bulb, it's a dangerous thing for a senior to get up on a step stool. You call 311. Mm-hmm. It may not happen that day, but you'll get somebody to come over to the house, change the light bulb, and you're living in a safe, well-lit environment. Technology for seniors is getting more and more incorporated into everyday existence. And we have with us today Barbara Melman, and Barbara is Technology for the Terrified, which I think is a great title. And that's for help with iPhones, iPods, etc. Barbara retired in 2014.
I retired from teaching in 2014, where I was a library media specialist, and I taught technology. Because there were no technology teachers in the schools, so the librarians became the go-to people for technology.
Okay, okay.
But when you finish school at 3 o'clock and you have no children at home anymore and you don't have a husband at home, time is heavy. And so I started working for Apple and I became an expert, and I worked for Apple for 6.5 years as an expert.
Wow. In the city or out here? Or
right here in Manhasset.
Okay, okay. And then you ultimately then got involved with Technology for the Terrified.
Well, what happened was, and this is something that all senior citizens deal with, if not now, when?
Mm-hmm.
After 6.5 years, I was starting to get bored, and I really wanted to do a lot of travel, and I'm going to be 74 this summer.
Wow.
And
I'm saying wow because you don't see Barbara.
And I thought, I really have to do something else with my life.
Okay.
And I retired from Apple February 29th. I went to Italy for 6 weeks, lived there in an apartment, studied Italian, came back and launched Technology for the Terrified. The idea was percolating in my mind, and while I was in Italy, it just it came together.
Perfect, okay.
And that's the result.
Well, I love to hear that, because the way mm-hmm. these things come about is what's important, because you own it and you're living for it. It's not like somebody said, oh, would you help me out here, and you took a job because you're looking for a few
exactly.
dollars.
Exactly.
This is something you wanted to do.
But how do you attract people to your services?
Oh, I have to tell you, it's really easy. Working in the Apple store, people would say to me, can you come home with me? Okay. And, of course, I couldn't, because that's really a conflict of interest.
Right.
So I was not able to do that. But you can't see it today, and you can't see it on the radio, folks, but sometimes I have pink hair. So people would come into the Manhasset store, and they'd look around, and they don't want the young people to help them because they talk too fast, and they don't have the same frame of reference. Mm-hmm. They don't know what Tinker Toys and Jacks and pickup sticks are. So they would look around and they'd see me and they'd say, could I have the one with the pink hair? So I developed a reputation. Customers would keep coming back. If they had to wait 45 minutes for me to help them, they would wait, because buying a computer is a lengthy process.
Mm-hmm.
And when I decided to do this, the first thing I did was print up business cards. And all of the younger people, all of the technicians and salespeople wanted my cards. And I gave them the cards and they started handing them out. And I've been going to people's homes and teaching them the kinds of things that they can no longer get at a store, either at a Microsoft store or at the Geek Squad or at Apple, because Apple is no longer teaching. They're doing these thematic workshops. They no longer do private lessons like they used to do. So I realized this is a really important service. People would come in and cry. I can't find my password. You know, I lost all my pictures. Didn't you save my password?
Right, right, okay.
And that's how this was born.
Now, a person who, most of them have computers at this point, whether their kids bought it for them or not, they're not waiting to get a computer.
Right.
So a person who has a computer at home, then they would just reach out to you basically and say, I mean, you're going to come in actually and go through, here's how you turn it on, here has
exactly.
to this screen versus that screen.
Exactly. Now, I do want to say that I am much more familiar with Macs than I am with Windows machines.
Okay.
For those of you who don't know what a Windows machine is, that's basically your PC. If it's not a Mac, it's a Windows machine.
Okay. And actually, for people, like... Apple is Mac or Apple is...
Apple is Mac.
Mac, okay.
Yeah. There are iMacs, there are Macs, there are MacBooks.
Right.
But those are all Apple.
Okay. Because I know that, I mean, even myself, I get confused. Years ago, it was very distinctly different.
Right.
Now they integrate a little bit more. Right? Or am I still wrong? Am I wrong?
No, they don't integrate, but you can... I mean, there is a lot of, we'll call it similarities, the way the two platforms...
Okay.
Operate. A platform means an operating system, and an operating system is the guts of your computer. What makes it work? It's like the engine in a car.
Okay.
But isn't Apple a more difficult computer to work than, say, I have a Hewlett Packard at home?
Absolutely not. Here are the issues, okay? They are two different ways to work, to move from one program to another, from one function to another. Okay, if you want to go from doing a document to doing photos, the way you might do it with an Apple computer is different from the way you would do it from using a PC. There is a learning curve for both of them.
Okay.
We had what we call switchers, people who are going from a PC to a Mac. And I would warn them ahead of time, this is not going to be easy because it works differently.
But that's what I mean.
But once you learn it, it becomes mm-hmm. intuitive because there is a method for each of the different programs and they all operate on the same principle. So for instance, if you're in your contacts, okay, and you want to add a contact,
okay.
you hit the plus sign. If you are in iTunes and you want to add a playlist, you hit the plus sign. So it's the same for all of the programs. So eventually you realize, oh, I get this. I can do this.
Okay. I mean, there's no question about it. It is confusing. And I'm that person. I don't even know what I have at work. And I have a computer at home. And... You know, I function only with one at a time.
Right.
Because I have two screens, and it works. Because you show me what to do, and I remember it.
Right.
When I go to the computer at home, it's not the same setup, so I don't use it anymore. Okay. It's like, this is just too confusing. Yeah. I have to use the one at work, because I know, hit this one, you know, a certain button to
sure.
get to a certain place. And it's just, but my point, going back to Barbara here, is do you find the children... are helpful to seniors doing this, or they just basically do the work and say, here, Grandma, and it's done?
They're awful. They roll their eyes. Okay? Mm-hmm. I would have to tell, when customers would come in with their teenage children, and I would start explaining something, you would see the kids rolling their eyes. So I'm a former teacher, and teacher comes up, you know?
Okay.
And I would look at them, I'd say, stop rolling your eyes. Your parents didn't grow up with this. They grew up with Tinker Toys and pickup sticks.
Right.
I said, so here's what you're going to do. Think of the best teacher you ever had and what made that teacher so wonderful. And instead of rolling your eyes and being a bratty teenager, why don't you take on the role of teacher and teach your parents how to use this? Because you know how, and they don't. And they listen to me because I have an air of authority.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, no, it's important. It really is.
Does it give you a great deal of satisfaction when you are a student, whether it's an older person or a younger person, is able to accomplish what you set out to do or to teach them?
I love it. When I see the light bulb, when they say, oh, I get it, I find that to be probably one of the most exciting parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel for these people. I had a man come in tears. His wife was going to divorce him because he had deleted all of her photos. He did it by accident.
Okay.
Okay. So I said, did you bring your computer with you? He said, yes. He had a laptop. So he opened it up. I said, open your photos program, and he did. Now, I'm not sure how this works on a PC, but on a Mac, you cannot accidentally delete your pictures because you're going to keep getting little windows saying, you sure you want to do this? You're really sure you want to do this? So you have to do it.
Consciously make sure they're going.
So I said, see this little trash can over here? Let's click on that. He clicked on it, and there were all his wife's pictures.
Okay.
And we moved them back into his photos, and he hugged me and told me I saved his marriage.
Then the following week, he deleted them again, and then you found out. That's besides the point. I don't want to go there. Go ahead, Sari.
But your business is a profit-making organization. I mean, you're not doing this gratis.
No, well, what I am doing now is gratis.
Mm-hmm.
If the town of North Hempstead wants me to help, absolutely. But when I go to somebody's home, I charge.
Mm-hmm.
I give private lessons. I will go shopping with you, and I will actually help you choose the right device. If you want, I will help you set it up, make sure it's connected to your internet. I will help you deal with your provider. A provider is the person that, or the company that gives you your internet. It might be Verizon,
okay.
It might be Optimum.
Right.
Those are called providers. I will help you with the vocabulary, which actually is what I am doing, because the vocabulary is strange.
100%.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you're not in tune whatsoever, the first time you hear some of these words.
Absolutely.
Like, what are you talking about? And then you realize it's a reference to.
Exactly.
You know, Bluetooth or any of these.
Exactly.
You know, and because they all have different meanings to a senior.
Right. So I provide all of these services, and obviously I charge for them.
Right.
The people seem to be very grateful. I was just at a woman's house yesterday in Bayside.
Okay.
And she kept getting a message saying email could not be sent. I fixed her emails.
Okay.
She was ecstatic. Now, most of the time I have to explain, I will not do anything for you. I will talk you through it. I will tell you what to do, and I will watch you do it. Because if I do it for you, then you won't be able to do it for yourself when I leave.
Right. And that's 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I sit there and you say, John, and the things are back, whatever it's doing, I don't remember what you did.
Exactly.
And even if you do it with me the first time, you're still going to have to go second or third. But that's the only way you're going to learn.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we're going to take a break. We're going to go a touch early into the break since we're on time. You're listening here to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.